Thank you. That was Oliver Nelson with Stolen Moments on 88.5 KPLU.
And that's Anton Bingham. He's our School of Jazz guest DJ tonight. Just graduated senior at a Shortcrest High School, tenor sax player under the direction of Vince Caruso there. Welcome to the show, Anton. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Abe.
Anton's picked a lot of fantastic music for us to listen to in this hour. We're going to hear some Antonio Carlos Jobim. We've got Dexter Gordon live at the Village Vanguard. We've got a really cool modern jazz group called the Roller Trio on the way. But I want to start by learning a little bit about Anton. Do you remember the first time you got excited about music? What kind of music were your parents playing when you were growing up around the house?
When I was growing up, there was a lot of classic rock, a lot of Beatles, a lot of Rolling Stones just going around pretty constantly. Constantly right now, there's piano and keyboard being played downstairs from where I live. And so
musicians in the house, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about how you first picked up the tenor saxophone. And was that your first instrument?
No, actually, I started on clarinet. Come seventh grade when I wanted to get into jazz, I naturally there was a transition to tenor saxophone there.
Do you remember a moment when you started to really enjoy it? Was there a certain song or a player that you got into?
Yeah, sophomore year, we played Red Clay, Freddie Hubbard, and that song just, it really spoke to me. It was really fun. I just started enjoying jazz and listening to it a lot more, and it's all been great from there.
Now, Freddie, of course, one of the world's great trumpet players. Who are some of the sax players you started to be drawn to early on?
Early on, a lot of John Coltrane, definitely. Recently, I've been transitioning into more of a Joshua Redman and modern kind of contemporary jazz.
Now, John Coltrane really had a way with soprano saxophone as well. Do you play any other saxophones?
Yeah, I've dabbled in soprano. I've played a good amount of it. And then I own a Yamaha student horn for alto.
Now, you're a younger person, just 18, still working on developing your sound. And I wonder if playing different instruments gets in the way of that development at all, or if it enhances it.
I think it enhances it. Yeah, I think it's good to kind of experiment and play around. I mean, maybe, you know, 3 years from now, I won't even play tenor sax. You know, maybe I'll be drawn somewhere else. And I want that to come out fully.
Anton Bingham is our School of Jazz guest DJ, just graduated senior out of Shorecrest High School, and we're going to hear from a couple of Anton's sax heroes right in a row. John Coltrane coming right up, but you've got something else for us next featuring Joshua Redman. Tell us why you picked this tune.
So Beauty Has It Hard, off their almost new album, Joshua Redman and the Bad Plus. The solo in this is absolutely beautiful. I fell in love with this piece, so I hope you like it too.
And if you want to catch more of the Bad Plus Joshua Redman that did a studio session live in the KPLU studios just a year ago, you can check that out at kplu.org.
This is the Bad Plus Joshua Redman with Beauty Has It Hard on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was John Coltrane with See It As Flute Song, and I picked that one because I didn't want to be the guy to pick Giant Steps.
Anton Bingham live at our studios, our School of Jazz guest DJ tonight. You can find all our past School of Jazz guest DJs and Anton's playlist from tonight's show on our special website, schoolofjazz.org. Tell me about when you first learned to improvise. Was it an easy process? Is it something that came naturally to you?
It's a very scary thing for a lot of people. I think for all people, I think there's something wrong with you if it's not scary. But just starting off very simple, playing very safe, and, you know, just sitting in a practice room, going over backing tracks over and over and over until you feel comfortable on it and just putting it out there, you know? It's, it's not easy.
Anton Bingham, our School of Jazz guest DJ, just graduated Shorecrest High School, a tenor sax player under the direction of Vince Caruso there. Played in the big band up there, and I wonder what you think about what you get out of big bands versus what you get out of small groups, as from the player's perspective.
I'm much more into small groups, mainly because you can really see who the players are as people, and there's more of that open palette for them to paint on. You know, with big bands, it's all very constructed, and, you know, you have two choruses to play this solo, and, you know, don't go out of the keys. But, you know, I think there's a lot more room for creativity with small groups.
Right. Anton Bingham, our School of Jazz guest DJ. Coming up in this next set, we're going to hear a really great mix of different kinds of jazz. The Roller Trio on the way. We're also going to get a bit of a Latin thing in from Joe Henderson. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what you got out of that Joe Henderson song before we even get to it. Recordame.
I've been practicing, you know, my improvisation a lot lately, and Recordame is very interesting. The first bit's more modal, and I can practice the switch to the next, you know, eight bars, which is more tonal, and it's great for practicing an improvisation. And this piece has been kind of a part of me for the last year, so I thought it would be good to have it on here and listen to it again.
We're going to hear Recordame right after this Brazilian piece from the great composer Antonio Carlos Jobim. Why did you pick the Bossa Nova piece for us, Anton?
Well, last year I went through a Bossa Nova phase, and mm-hmm. That was kind of all I listened to. A lot of Jobim, a lot of Getz and Bird. And out of that, my favorite album was Stoneflower. And on Stoneflower, my favorite song was Teresa, My Love. There's a beautiful trombone feature. It's just really, really sweet. Jobim's doing a lot of great stuff on the piano. And I think it's very, very nice and relaxing. This is Antonio Carlos Jobim with Teresa, My Love. Thank you.
Thank you. 95 KPLU.
Lesson 1. Basic Hip. Basic to hip is the concept of digging, to dig. Mr. Geats Romo, how would you define dig?
Well, you know, man, like when you dig something.
Well, yes, but...
Well, dig, baby. It's like, you know, when you dig some chick or some cat. You know, when you pick up on something, you dig it, you dig?
To dig, then, would mean to like, to understand, or to appreciate.
Yeah, that is exactly what I said.
In other words, I'm saying I am hip.
Dig yourself, baby. You got a way to go.
Thank you.
Rose Roller Trio with Reef Knot.
On 88.5 KPLU, Anton Bingham, our School of Jazz guest DJ, picked that tune. That was fantastic. Anton, where did you hear about Roller Trio?
My friend, who's a guitar player, actually showed them to me, and I just dug right into it.
That is some interesting, to say the least, saxophone work. And I understand you actually tracked down the saxophone player and asked him how it worked.
Yeah, actually, I messaged him because I want to learn how to play that song, and he was very nice, and he sent me like long 3-paragraph message about, you know, how he did it. And I learned how to do it, and yeah, I play it now.
Very cool. We heard Recordame from the Joe Henderson Quintet. Antonio Carlos Jobim, his band, started off with Teresa, My Love, Irby Green on the trombone solo for that one. Anton Bingham, our School of Jazz guest DJ, just graduated out of Shorecrest High School, tenor sax player. I wonder if you could talk about the differences between learning on the bandstand and learning in the classroom.
So that's vertical against, you know, horizontal learning, you know, learning concept versus practicing them. And I think keeping ahead with your instrument and just practicing and just keeping it ahead of what you know so you don't get frustrated is very important, because, you know, I've had moments where I really just want to put down the horn because I can't do what I want to do. But putting in the work so you can do what you want, I guess.
And speaking of doing what you want, you've found a way to play outside of school. Tell me about some of your extracurricular music activities.
I'm playing with a jazz combo that I formed with some of my bandmates at Shorecrest, and then I do a little bit of playing at a jazz night school down in Columbia City, and that's been great, and I'm always looking for new groups to play in.
What do you have for your plans after high school? You've graduated from Shorecrest. Are you going to keep studying music?
Yeah, I hope so. It looks like I'm going to do 2 years at Shoreline Community College and then hopefully transfer for a music degree somewhere.
Anton Bingham, our School of Jazz guest DJ, this has been a fantastic hour. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Abe.
We're going to finish with another one of your favorite tenor sax players. Tell me about Dexter Gordon.
Dexter Gordon, oh my God, his sound is amazing, and on this song, Body and Soul, in particular, it's just breathtaking. This song, Body and Soul, I played with my group this year, and when my band teacher told me that I was going to be doing this, I did some research, and out of all the saxophone greats that I heard play this song, Dexter Gordon was my favorite.
Anton Bingham, our School of Jazz guest DJ. Again, you can find all the scoop on our School of Jazz guest DJs and shows and studio sessions at schoolofjazz.org.
This is Dexter Gordon live at the Village Vanguard with Body and Soul at 88.5 KPLU.